Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I will be your host for the show today. Today on our show we're going to be talking about custody disputes that happen at school with our special guest on the program, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Dr. Nolte, welcome to the show.
Thank you for interviewing me today about custody matters. You wouldn't think that that would be a topic related to schools, but nearly every week I have a conversation with someone about custody, and that's just that can be a difficult situation.
We have a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to jump right in with the first question. Why are we talking about custody at schools anyway? Why is this an important issue?
Well, it's mainly important for enrollment purposes. We need to know that the child is with their legal guardian. Unfortunately, sometimes people show up and they want to enroll a child, and they're not the legal guardian, and the legal guardian's nowhere to be found. It's rare, but in rare instances, the child's not supposed to be with them. So that's why it's really important. And then the other reason we're talking about it is because sometimes people want to exercise decisions for the child, and they're not the guardian, and we have to step back and figure out who really is the legal guardian that should be making that particular decision for the child.
At times, Dr. Nolte, school system employees, especially administrators, find themselves caught between a rock and a hard place when it comes to custody issues. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of those difficult situations that we have to deal with.
Well, one of the things that we run into sometimes is when people ask schools to give custody privileges to one parent and not to another parent. You know, the parents are estranged or they're having a bad day or something's going on, and someone will come in and go, well, I'm going to pick up Susie every day. I don't want so-and-so to pick up Susie. And if both people are guardians or have joint custody, we can't determine who has custody. If people take one thing away from this podcast, is that schools do not and should not determine who has custody of the child. Now, once custody is determined and we know who the legal guardian is, then the school needs to work with that person, not other people. So we have people, that's one reason that's difficult. When someone says, I want this to happen with a child, but I don't want so-and-so to do anything with the child, and both of them are legal guardians. Another situation that's really tough is when parents send their children to our district and the parents aren't here. You know, the parents are in another county or another state, or as I had a conversation with a lady this morning, in another country. And, you know, we have to have a legal guardian here. And because the child might get injured or the child might want to participate in extracurricular activities. And state law says that you attend school for the most part. There's some codices in the law that allow a few exceptions. But the law says you have to attend school in the district where the legal guardian lives. Not where they own property, but where they keep their toothbrush and lay down at night and sleep. So those are the two most common things.
So Dr. Nolte, how do we determine the legal guardian, and why is that important for us to do that?
Well, most of the time that works really, really well. You get a birth certificate, a certified copy of the birth certificate, and you look at it, and it'll have parent names on it. And probably 90% of the time, that's all we need, and we get that when they come to us for the first time in kindergarten, or if they've moved from some other place, we look at a certified copy of the birth certificate, and that tells us who the legal guardians are. And so that's pretty easy most of the time. However, there are certainly a percentage of students that something has changed since their birth, and they have been adopted, and then we need to see, you know, the adoption paperwork, or they have been, that someone has been awarded their guardianship through the courts. And in those instances, we need to see court documents signed by a judge that indicate that this particular person or these two individuals are legal guardians. So, like I said, we don't determine custody. We just want to see who it is in writing on a birth certificate or a court document.
So that leads me to our next question, which is if we've got listeners out there and they are in the middle of a custody dispute and they happen to have a child in one of our schools, what is their next step? What do they need to do to communicate that with us?
Well, they need to probably tell us that if they want to, and certainly any private information about what's going on in a family is up to the family to share. It's not up to us to know about, but they need to tell us about it if they can. And then certainly, absolutely, anytime there's a court document that gives custody to an individual, we really need a copy of that, because we can't keep the former guardian from checking the child out or the former guardian from visiting the child at school unless we have a court document that says person A is now the legal guardian. And then once we have that, though, we can begin to talk to person A about what they want done with their child. So main thing is tell us about it and absolutely provide us with any documents that have changed custody after the birth certificate.
Now, Dr. Nolte, one of the things that we talked about a little bit before the show is that managing custody information is a little bit different from managing the other information that we might have. We manage tons and tons of information, but managing this custody information is sometimes a little bit different. Talk a little bit about how we manage that.
Well, there are a couple things I want to talk about here. First of all, don't assume that if you give us the court document one time that we're going to have it forever. It should go in the student's cumulative folder and it should follow them. But to be extra safe and secure, especially if your child is transitioning from elementary school to middle school or middle school to high school, that you tell the new school about it and maybe give them a photocopy of any documents that change place. And then the thing that really takes a lot of time that people have a hard time separating is sometimes we have to give information to a biological parent that is no longer the legal guardian. And people don't understand that. And like I said, we don't determine these rules. We just try to follow them. But sometimes parents will become estranged and one parent will get legal guardianship and they control, you know, what the kid does in terms of the school they attend, and they're involved for any discipline or academic records or procedures, and they sign all the papers. But sometimes we have to send a report card or an attendance record to the other biological parent that may not have custody. So that's the chances of someone hearing that's in that situation is pretty low, but just know that we have to do that sometimes. We have even, in years past, even though it seemed counterintuitive, we've sent a report card to a prison. Mm-hmm. And the parent, unfortunately, was incarcerated and was in prison, and they asked for a report card update on a child, and they didn't even have custody anymore. But from a legal standpoint, we had to send them that information because it was their biological child. They didn't have any other control to determine to make any decisions for the child about the class, the school participation, or anything like that. But sometimes we have to share information in addition to what the legal guardian might want. And if you don't like that, please don't get mad at us. We did not make that rule, but we do try to follow it.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being our guest on the show today and talking with us just a little bit about custody disputes that happen at school. Listeners, thank you for being with us. Have a safe and great day.